Welcome into another edition of the Soft Verbal Podcast, presented by the College Corner. I'm Neil McCready, Zach Berry with me here today as well. You'll see Zach here in just a moment in the live stream. There he is. Zach, wave to the people. Zach is here. We'll talk about Devin Brown's visit. Probably can't help but talk about some of what happened after Devin Brown's visit. We'll talk about where that stands with Devin Brown at this point. Devin played a game last night in Utah as we taped this on Thursday midday, 11:36 Central, 12:36 Eastern. 7 touchdown passes is what I saw. Had another big game for his team. Six touchdown passes. 6 touchdowns. With inflation, it would be 7. So there you go. Touchdown passes, another big day for Devin Brown. So we'll talk about that. We'll answer some mailbag questions from you guys as well. If you're in the stream, you can ask a question of us there as well. And so we'll be with you for an hour or so, is my guess. That's what we usually do here on the Big Recruiting Show, one that is brought to you by the College Corner. It's your one-stop Rebel shop with 2 locations in the Jackson area and Ridgeland. The College Corner is next to Fleet Feet and Flowood. It's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Whether you're tailgating in Oxford or home gating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day with the largest selection of Rebel gear in central Mississippi. We'll find out who is watching in the live stream here in a second or two, because I will put a prize up for the first person who DMs me via Twitter. My DMs are open. The first person to hop in will get the prize from the College Corner. That's kind of how we'll do that today. Let's see. I'll also tell you while we're doing promos and such, let me tell you about Muddy Water Camo, just so you'll know. Go to Muddy Water Camo, enter the promo code Rebel Grove, and you get 35% off everything you might order there, whether it's the new camo gear, whether it's the MyCharge Tri-Zone heated jackets or vests with the MyCharge portable battery charger. All of those are well. 35% discount on all items and free shipping on orders of $100 or more there at Muddy Water Camo, muddywateroutdoors.com. Zach, how are you?
Neil, doing well. Just another fine afternoon, I guess, or late morning here in Nashville. It's starting to, it's 81. I was going to say, it's starting to feel like fall a little bit. The leaves are certainly falling.
So yeah, leaves are falling, but it's still pretty warm. There's supposed to be a cold front coming through like tomorrow here, I think. I think that's the word. I'm curious. I haven't even looked to see what the weather is supposed to do in Knoxville over the weekend.
It's supposed to be great.
Let's see.
I think it's going to be low 60s, high 50s by kickoff. It'll be prime.
Oh, listen.
In-person.
Oh, listen to this.
Weather.
Listen to this. Saturday rain showers early with some sunshine later in the day, so the front moves through. High near 65. Chance of rain 50%, but that's early in the day. And then Saturday night, clear skies and 44 degrees. Winds light and variable. Football weather in Tennessee. Because they'll say it's football time in Tennessee. They probably won't say football weather in Tennessee. They'll say football time and the team will run out in the big T and checkerboard and all that stuff.
Run through the T, baby.
Run through the T.
That's what you live for.
What I always dreamt about. All right, we'll start here. First question in the stream. Christopher Wells wants to know, Zach, did you talk to Stringer?
Springer? Like Jacob Springer?
I think he means your Stringer. All right, let's go there. Devin Brown. He visited over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's my understanding, and fill me in if you think I'm wrong here, please, because this would not be the kind of thing that I'd want to say if I was wrong. It's my understanding that Ole Miss maybe even slow played Justin Martin a little bit to get to Devin Brown. Is that too strong? Or do you think that's somewhat accurate?
No, I think you're right. And I don't know if it's slow play, if they moved on, if they cooled, whatever the hot button term is in recruiting. I think once Justin Martin was honest with the staff and said he wanted to take his visits because he didn't get to do the visits when he was a junior because of COVID. And his visits that he set up are later this month and then possibly into November. And I think that if the staff had their way, they would have a quarterback commit in this class before then. Once Southern Cal fired Clay Helton, Lane Kiffin and Jeff Levy didn't waste much time. They offered Devin Brown. They went to see him. Both of them did. Well, I guess Lane Kiffin technically didn't see Devin Brown because you can't see them when you're there. He went to the school, talked with the staff, talked with some administrators, watched a little practice, and then he went to watch Justin Martin play in a game over in Inglewood, California, and Jeff Levy stayed and watched Devin Brown play. Came on his official visit. I was corresponding with Devin before and shortly thereafter his visit was completed. And then, as we all know, things went crazy. I quickly talked with Devin, you know, hey, just kind of reassured him that I would not quote him until I actually spoke with him on the phone. He sent me a laugh emoji and said, thanks, man. I appreciate that. And then after that, it was just touch and go. You know, I'll be honest with everyone here on the show. It was tough to get a hold of him. I think it was I don't think that what happened with the Ole Miss Spirit and Yancey Porter is going to end Ole Miss's chances with Devin Brown. I don't think that it'll ever come to that. You might feel different.
Is that an intentional use of the word end, or do you mean it won't end, but it will hurt, or it won't hurt at all, or how do you see that?
I don't honestly think it hurt Ole Miss at all. I really don't. I mean, I think it bothered him.
You know the kid better than I do. I don't. Here's what I think. People ask, and I'll be very short because people know what you think. I don't think it hurts, if you will. But I think that typically official visits have a kind of a buzz about them, if you will. And afterwards, you're still kind of buzzing, whether you're visiting Ole Miss or Tennessee or wherever. After a visit, it's like, man, that place is cool. And because most Power 5 football programs are pretty damn cool, okay? And when you, as a football player, you would agree with that, I think. You know, you take a visit. Let's say you visit Ole Miss, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. You're going to, as a high school kid, you're going to be impressed by all. Facilities and stuff and all that. When that happens, almost immediately after the visit ends, you lose some of the buzz, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they call it the visit bump, and you're riding high when you get home and you're all fired up about your trip that you just had and how, you know, the red carpet was rolled out. You met everybody. You got to see the town. You got to see a great football game. I mean, probably at this point in the season, as I guess we're at the halfway point, probably a top five football game in the 2021 season.
Sure.
You know, you guys mentioned it on the show, I think yesterday or maybe the day before. He did speak with national 247 reporter Steve Wiltfong and, you know, spoke highly of his visit. I don't know if it was an interview on the phone or if it was a text message, but he said he had a great time. My thing about it is, and look, this is just reading, you know, a vibe through a text message. So I haven't talked to him on the phone. If Devin Brown had gotten to this point where he was like, you know what, man, all this stuff that happened, I'm done with Ole Miss. I don't think he would have ever responded to me in a text message. I think he just would have, no, I'm done. He texted me back a couple times and, you know, said, you know, hey, like we can talk. Like I've got a short week. They played on Wednesday, which is such a bizarre schedule. It was their last regular season game. I don't know why they did that, but he said, hey, I got a ton of film work I got to do. Our game's on Wednesday. I just got back from, you know, Oxford. Mentioned in the Chicks, I think, yesterday. You know, for those that don't know, Corner Canyon had won 48 games in a row dating back a couple seasons, and they lost last week. So if, as a former athlete, I would imagine that Devin Brown was wanting to be pretty locked in for the game that they had last night where, you know, hey, they were the team that the streak ended with them. I'm sure he wanted to go out on a good note in the regular season heading into the playoffs. So I think he wanted to be focused on that. I think he probably owed it to his teammates and to himself to be ready for that game. I don't think Adam Gorney would mind me saying, Rivals national analyst, director of recruiting, Adam Gorney. I've talked with him. He hasn't been able to talk with him either. So I think at this point, I think Devin Brown's kind of wanting to focus on his senior season. He received an offer from Ohio State. I think it resonated, as offers from Ohio State normally do. In my opinion, though, if it was me, I would probably take a long look at that offer because of what their quarterback room looks like. Now, the portal is always going to be there. It's always going to be ready for anybody that wants to jump ship, you know, Boomer Sooner. But if he legitimately looks at Ohio State, I mean, you're going to go in there with Quinn Ewers, who skipped his final year in high school. He's there. Five-star all-everything quarterback. They've got C.J. Stroud there that's having a great season. And then you've got Jack Miller, who's right there with him. So the quarterback room at Ole Miss compared to what it is at Ohio State is very different. I think if he were to pick Ole Miss, he would come in and be right there with Luke Altmyer competing for reps next year. And then whoever Ole Miss, if they do bring someone in from the portal, you'll have to deal with that there. But that's where I'm at with Devin Brown right now. I talked to Gorney yesterday and I said, hey, I sent my final pigeon over to Devin Brown. I said, hey man, like I know you're busy. I know you got your playoffs coming up. I'm not going to bother you anymore. If you want to talk, let me know. We can discuss your visit and everything. But I'm not just going to hammer the kid's messages and DMs if it's clear that he's wanting to focus on other things.
Well, and what also happens is now, I'm sure in the back of his mind, he thinks, if I take a call, I'm going to get asked about all this. And so I got to either talk about it or I got to no comment it, and I don't really want to talk about it. I'm sure that he didn't understand all of the dynamics down here when he defended himself. When he essentially said, I didn't say that. Why would you say that I said that?
And yeah.
You know,
and here's another thing, Neil, and I don't mean to cut you off, that I haven't considered. I don't know if he's aware of what happened with the shakeup. It's very possible that he could feel bad about it.
Well, He should not feel bad. He did nothing wrong. If someone says that you said something and you didn't say it, then you typically will come out and say, hey, I didn't say that. And when he put that out, frankly, Yancey blew his chance at a lie, although the lie would have been so stupid. The lie would have been, oh, somebody else said that I had it in my notes differently. I apologize. That would be a bad lie, but it would have been the one probably passable, given his track record, lie. Someone could have gone, oh, he attributed it to somebody else. Truth is, although he couldn't have, because the quote included stuff about the offense and being tailor-made and all that ridiculous crap. At the end of the day, I don't blame the kid for going, I didn't say that. Why would you say I said that? Why would you put that quote out? Because what happened was, here's this kid. You tell me if I'm right. Here's this kid who seems like a good kid. He's very smart. He is committed to USC, which is delicate because he's committed to people there, yet no one knows what that staff's going to look like in December, at least at this point. You know, is it going to be a coach that he's going to want to play for? Is it going to be a coach that wants to honor that offer? What's it going to be? He doesn't know what that situation is. And so, you know, you want to be careful with what you say and how you say it. And you want to talk preferably to people that you've established a relationship with. And that happens. And someone screenshots it and sends it to him and probably says, hey, did you say this? This doesn't sound like you. Or did you say this or whatever? And he gets defensive because he doesn't want USC to see a bunch of glowing Ole Miss quotes right off the bat, you know, where they feel like, hey, you know, you're not going to inform us first. Or because I suspect that, let's say he were to switch to Ole Miss or Ohio State or wherever, I suspect that there's a way that he wants to do that where it is respectful. That's the way it strikes me. And, you know, so that gets sent to him and he looks at it and says, I didn't say that. He doesn't know who the people are. He doesn't know the spirit and all that stuff. Scout, whatever, 24/7, whatever. And so he responds, and then you know the rest happens. And so at this point, I'm sure he's followed it to some degree. It'd be human nature to follow it to some degree. And he sees all these people following him all of a sudden, and there's no telling how many people have bombarded him wanting to do a story about it. So I'm sure that he's kind of in shutdown mode a little bit. I don't necessarily blame him. This is why when people like me, and I know you'll agree with this, when people like me over the last 13 years have pushed back against shitty journalism, and that's what it is, shitty, shitty journalism, forgive my speech, my words, when I say, hey, it does matter, ethics do matter, hiding in the bushes matters, doing stuff where you harass these kids matters, because ultimately you want to be able to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And you can't talk to them when they shut it down. And you can't blame them for shutting it down when they see this. And they're bombarded by so many people that it's very difficult for a kid from Utah, for example, to look at Mississippi and go, hey, you know, the guy that covers Ole Miss for them, Barry, he seems like a good dude. The guy that covers them for whoever, I don't know. That's too much. In the midst of being a high school senior and being a high school senior, and I assume he has classes that he goes to, he's got football, he's got football film, he's got football practice, he's got to study, he's got tests, I'm assuming. He's got parents who are asking him, hey, have you done your homework? Have you done this? Have you done that? I'm sure he's got maybe a girlfriend, maybe he's got friends, maybe he goes to a youth group, maybe he doesn't, I don't know. Maybe he's in a club that meets every Wednesday at 6. I don't have any idea. But if he's like most high school kids, he's got stuff going on. And so it's so easy to go, you know what, I'm just not going to do any of it. I'm going to talk to the one or two people that I know, and that's going to be it. Or I'm just not going to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens. And then fans go, how come you guys can't get this kid on the phone? Well, we can't get this kid on the phone because the kids can't help but to lump us all into one group. And you've heard about the one bad apple thingy. It's real.
Yeah. And, you know, we haven't touched on it yet, but you mentioned it there with Southern Cal. He could also, he's been quoted, I think it was when he spoke with Adam Gorney a while back, playing quarterback at Southern Cal is a big deal to him.
Sure.
It's quarterback you to a certain extent.
Sure.
You know, from back in the day with Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart, and that's a big deal.
Of course.
And he really likes Graham Harrell. So I think there's part of him that also wants to wait, like you said, see who is going to be on that new staff, see if Graham Harrell is going to be retained, and he wants to see it through and to, you know, do things the right way and wait and, you know, be respectful to that potential new staff to, you know, hear their sales pitch of why they would want him in their class.
Yeah, I agree completely. And so, anyway, we'll continue to dig on it. It's obviously hard to get information because at this point you'd really like to talk to the kid. And would have been careful anyway. But I mean, I can only imagine how many outlets have kind of bombarded him with, hey, we'd really love for you to talk about what happened and what'd you think? And were you surprised that it became such big news? I mean, I was on a station in Knoxville yesterday and they asked me about it. You know, I mean, it's a topic. And, you know, I've been very clear with who I blame. And actually, who I blame is not Yancey. Don't get me wrong. I'm not excusing Yancey at all. But I wasn't surprised. And the fact that it happened the way that it happened, again, this could have been prevented a long time ago.
And I'll say this, Neil. I spoke with Ryan Young, who's over at Trojansports.com, part of the Rivals Network. And he echoed the same thing that I said, that he, they don't really know. They kind of want to see who they're going to hire. He mentioned Harrell and how much he likes him. He also likes assistant Seth Dagey. And, it's wait and see. He likes the idea of playing quarterback there, and wants to see it through and see what kind of offense they're going to run. And so there are a lot of moving parts with this. You know, everything that happened after the official visit didn't help in terms of getting him on the phone and talking with him. But I think also, you know, the Ohio State offer, what Matt Corral and Lane Kiffin and the offense are doing is appealing.
Sure.
He wants to wait to see what USC is going to do. He's a 17-year-old kid. Like you said, girlfriend, friends, school,
sure,
playoffs. I mean, they're trying to win a 4th straight state championship. So, I mean, he's got a lot of things going on. So it could just be at this point, he's just like, I'm done with this for now.
Yeah, and he might be waiting to see what happens at Ole Miss. You know, a lot of rumors about, you know, is Jeff Lebby going to get a head coaching job? I mean, there's rumors out there, for example, that, you know, this is going to be the year that Luke Fickell leaves Cincinnati, which would open up the Cincinnati job. And there are people that say, hey, if Cincinnati opens up, Jeff Lebby will be on the short list at Cincy, which makes sense. And if Jeff Lebby were to, let's say, and again, we are in sheer hypotheticals right now, let's say that happens. Luke Fickell leaves to go to LSU. Okay? Jeff Lebby gets the Cincinnati job. No doubt in my mind, one of the very first names that Lane Kiffin would go after is Graham Harrell.
Mm-hmm.
So he tries to bring Graham Harrell. Well, if Graham Harrell came to Ole Miss, well, now it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, there's stuff that happens. So I don't blame a kid for going, hey, I don't have to do anything until December the 20th, and I'm going to give myself some time here, you know. So
And I was going to say, I don't think he's an early enrollee. I don't know for sure.
So he's got till February the 5th or 6th or 7th or whatever to – yeah. I don't blame him a bit for at least waiting and letting the coaching carousel, which is going to spin because it always spins in late November, early December. You know, let the coaching carousel come to a slow stop, and then you can figure out where everybody is and make a call from there.
Mm-hmm.
If you are thinking about how you're going to get off the carousel financially and make sure that you are in a nice, comfortable place, get in touch with Daniel Barfield, Barfield Wealth Management. He's been serving individuals and businesses in the Oxford and North Mississippi area for more than 20 years. Carries both CFP and CPA designations. He's affiliated with the Advisors Resource Council, a registered investment advisory firm with offices in Oxford, New Orleans, Dallas, and the surrounding areas. He and his staff offer comprehensive financial planning, including investment management, estate and tax planning, insurance planning, and business retirement plans. 662-236-6454 or visit his site, barfieldwealthmanagement.com, to learn how he can help you. Okay, yeah, you're good. Also brought to you by Billy's Small Batch Bacon. My old friend William Stitt has mastered the art of bacon. He uses bacon selected from the finest hogs, hand-turned every 2 hours in small batches and rubbed with nitrate-free pink curing salt and brown sugar molasses. He does this all behind the stage there at Old 27 Grill, his restaurant and grocery in Fairhope, Alabama. But you can get it for yourself as well, and when you do, you may never eat supermarket bacon again. Go to billysbacon.com, billesbacon.com. Try it today. We're also brought to you by Alpha Specialties. 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. Alpha Specialties is the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. They've got Load Trail, the highest premium brand trailer, the highest quality utility equipment dump and gooseneck trailer being built today. They've also got Hallmark cargo trailers. They can work with third parties to have game day trailers, concession trailers built just for you. It's 601-932-9798. Or check them out at alphaofms.com. They can handle all of your trailer needs. Also brought to you by Jennings Executive Search. Jennings Executive Search specializes in the recruitment of accounting, finance, strategy, corporate development, and data science professionals from the staff to C-levels in all industries. Whether you're a small business owner, you need a finance leader, whether you work in private equity or you run a team at a Fortune 500 company, he and his recruitment team of former public accountants will simplify the hiring process by presenting you with a short list of only the most qualified candidates. To learn more, search for John Jennings on LinkedIn. That's J-O-N Jennings. Or email john@jenningsexec.com or call 404-536-3000. Let's see. We've got a bunch of calls. Not calls, a bunch of messages, I should say. What I meant to say. So We'll get to those. I saw where you let the dogs. That's good. Here is my boomstick. I think you've already answered this subtly. In your opinion, will Ole Miss show any interest in Rattler now that he's in the portal? Is he in the portal?
I don't know if it's been officially – I don't know if he's officially in the portal yet. But, I mean, there was a bunch of smoke yesterday. Some people were doing some Google work. Yep. I don't believe he's in the student directory anymore at Oklahoma. There were rumblings that he wasn't running first team in practice and was not happy. I don't know the validity of the rumors or
they are valid.
What people are
the part about the first team, second team stuff is valid. His dad's confirmed it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, after last week, I don't see how Lincoln Riley couldn't play Caleb Williams at quarterback, but I don't know if Ole Miss will show any interest. I mean, there's a lot of issues you can take with what's transpired at Oklahoma. You can look at it as a guy that's quitting on his team. You can look at it as someone who's trying to maximize their final year of eligibility, or I don't know if it's his final year, but I mean, it's a draft year. So if he's opting for the portal, that means he's wanting to go somewhere else and take an extra year to get ready for the NFL.
Ole Miss would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, do I think Spencer Rattler is a talented quarterback? Yes, absolutely. It's been a bit of an up-and-down year for him at Oklahoma, and Caleb Williams is a really talented quarterback. There's a reason he was a five-star, and he's kind of taking over. And, you know, it's almost – I wouldn't say eerily similar or very similar to what happened in 2019, but you know, Corral gets hurt and comes out, and then John Rhys Plumlee comes in and runs the gimmicky offense that Rich Rod wants to run and has a ton of success, and the rest is history. So Caleb Williams comes in an emotional game, the Red River Shootout, beats, you know, they beat Texas, and it's a big deal, and he's, you know, the student section's chanting his name and all of that. So it's just kind of a perfect storm for him to take over. I mean, I think Ole Miss would certainly look at Spencer Rattler. Now, it would have to be a full-on, you know, all right, if you come here, we're not going to have this sideshow, you know, take your football and go home type stuff. If you have a bad practice and we look at someone else, I mean, and I think that Rattler knows that, where it's like, hey, this is my final shot if I want to prove NFL scouts wrong. Because I think a lot of people are doubting him now. I mean, he came into the year as the heavy Heisman favorite, and he hasn't played like that at all. And if he's going to get into the portal and look somewhere else, it's his last shot. So I think, like you said, Ole Miss makes a ton of sense with what Kiffin and them can do. He has plenty of arm talent to execute the offense that they run. And I think that we've both said it for weeks now. They're going to look to sign a quarterback in 2022, and they're going to look to probably bring someone in the portal too, because they're going to want to have their options. Cause I think Luke Altmyer is still a year away from being 100% ready to take the reins in this offense. And they're going to want to have as much competition they can get so they can push everyone in that room.
Agreed. 100%. Josh, by sending me a DM, just won this. Can you see it there? Yeah, there it is. This football from College Corner. collegecornerstore.com. Get that to Josh. He's sending me a mailing address.
Congratulations to Josh.
And the next person who sends me a DM on Twitter can win this football, the little helmet football, the authentic from Shutt. Put that on your bookcase or whatnot.
Look at that. 100th anniversary of college football.
100th anniversary of college football. My helmet, just drop it. I'm sitting here looking at my DMs. Whoever sends it to me, you win that. From the College Corner. And you can get more stuff like that at collegecornerstore.com. It's like Christmas around here. All right, we got questions. They got questions. Hopefully you'll have answers. Do you know how many early enrollees Ole Miss can take in December? What positions would the staff most push for to have enroll early?
I don't know specifically who is enrolling early at this point. I don't think it's as many as it normally would be. And now that stuff can kind of fluctuate and change as a fall semester gets towards the end. There are a lot of prospects who may be on the fence and then, well, I got to stay for the spring and finish up these two courses. And then there's some that, oh, I didn't think I'd be able to, but now I can. So for now, it's a little too early to put together, compile a list of who is enrolling early, but I think that'll start to kind of work itself out here in the next month or so. I don't know off the top of my head of any of the current commitments that are enrolling early for now. So
yeah, and here's what's hard to know. It's hard to know Cross wants to know, can he get a freebie for deleting his Twitter? Wish I had the discipline to just delete my Twitter. Although I do need it for work. Wish I had the discipline to use it for only for work. I don't. Here's a question. It's a good one. Going back to quarterbacks for a minute. If Devin Brown doesn't come to Ole Miss, does the staff look back to Justin Martin? Is it too late now? Has that ship sailed?
I wouldn't say it's too late. Because I think, again, he's going to take his visits and see what, you know, kind of evaluate after he's done. A little bit of an interesting wrinkle was UCLA actually got a commitment from a quarterback last week, I believe. Now, I think the guy that committed is not as good as Justin Martin, so I don't think that will deter him from going to UCLA, but yeah, I mean, I don't think that they've ruled out Justin Martin at all. I think it was just, you know, we talked about it on the board, and I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the show either last week or 2 weeks ago, where it was just going to be a race. Who's going to commit first? And then that would be who Ole Miss would take. So I think at this point, especially with how Devin Brown's kind of taken a step back, and I think a lot of people thought there was a potential he'd flip either on his visit or soon after. It doesn't appear that that's the case now. So I think they kind of know who their top two targets are, so they're probably just going to kind of see how things play out. So I don't think they're ruling out Justin Martin at all, so they could very well go back to him.
Let's see here. Pony Reb wants to know, what's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? It's 24 miles per hour or 11 meters per second.
Hmm. Did not know that.
Now you do.
Yeah.
Learn a lot of stuff here, rebelgrove.com, MPW Digital. By the way, if you are not a subscriber and you're watching this, you want to get daily recruiting updates. We're going to really be ramping up recruiting rumors and rumblings and such here very, very soon. You can subscribe at rebelgrove.com. Enter the promo code ELI10, that's ELI10 at checkout, and you get it free through Thanksgiving, which happens to be Ole Miss's final regular season game. And then after that, I suspect you'll want to hang around. And if you do, the prices will be the same as they were in the James Monroe administration. $8.33 a month if you're on an annual subscription. $9.95 a month if you subscribe monthly. It's hard to get a Subway sandwich for that amount of money. And Subway sandwiches, you get the bread that you can't get the taste out of your mouth. With this, you actually kind of want to keep coming back. With it being fairly common knowledge that Lebby won't be here next year, how does the staff navigate recruiting offensive players? Just business as usual until he's gone? Yes. Wouldn't you think? Yes, absolutely. You don't?
Yeah.
Look, there is absolutely an assumption out there in the world that Jeff Lebby will move on, but it's not a given. It's not locked in stone. Or it's not, you know, what's the word, written in concrete? Is that one of the expressions that was used back in the day? It's possible that he won't be here. Obviously, he's a very successful offensive coordinator. It's possible that he still will be here. You just don't know. You don't worry about all that in recruiting. You if you're Lane Kiffin, if that comes up, your answer is, look, Jeff Lebby's a great coach. He's a great coordinator. We're going to hope to keep him. But obviously, if he gets an opportunity somewhere else to be a head coach, he's going to take it. He wants to be a head coach one day. And I know a lot of people, and I'll go get the next Jeff Lebby. I'll go get another great offensive coach. It's my offense. I'll be here. That's the easy answer when a young person brings that up to yours, parents, or whatever. Yeah, Doors Rules, we've already talked about Spencer Rattler. I would absolutely, if I'm Ole Miss, I would entertain the idea. He would not be the only one. We've talked about Jack Miller before. There will be quarterbacks in the transfer portal, and there will be interested in Ole Miss. Quarterbacks will see what Matt Corral is doing, what he did last year, what he's doing now, and they'll be interested in jumping into that. What else might they be interested in, Zach?
Maybe
Lamar Yard.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you're looking to, transfer your meal plan. If you're looking to get away from a cheeseburger or a taco, you could always go over to Lamar Yard for their open fire barbecue, indoor outdoor restaurant, bar, and entertainment space on South Lamar. 10,000 square feet of indoor space and 3/4 acre of outdoor space. If you're not making the trip to Knoxville this weekend and you're in Oxford, head on over to Lamar Yard, get some good food, and watch the game on their big screen and enjoy the barbecue, the ribs, the smoked wings are fantastic. The burn-ins are great. And all the cocktails that they have to offer at their bar. So perfect place to take the kids. They got a playground. They got parking on site. All of that, and they also offer catering and private event rental options as well. So if you're hosting a birthday party, an engagement party, gender reveal, or if you're just wanting to get together to watch some football, call Lamar Yard, and they will do what they can to make sure that your next celebration or your party in the Grove is a success. Podcast also brought to you by Sola on South Lamar. Chef Erica and her team are bringing top-notch cuisine and libations to you 6 days a week. So whether it's happy hour 3 to 6, fresh squeeze margaritas, ramen, 2-for-1 Moscow mules, Sola is bringing the best and brightest to you in-house or via curbside pickup. Check them out, solaoxford.com, or call them at 662-238-3500 and place your order today. Show is also brought to you by Kelly English Restaurant Group, the Memphis restauranteur, is now offering nationwide shipping and virtual cooking classes. Learn more about the nationwide shipping at irisetc.com and book a virtual cooking class at table22.com/iris. And when you do, use promo code SOFTVERBAL21. That's all caps SOFTVERBAL21. And you get half off your first month of cooking with Kelly. Neil and I were talking about the weather as we started the show and how it's starting to get real nice. In my opinion,
see, Zach kind of froze a little bit there. I'll wait till he comes back. Won't be for a second. So good old Archie has a question. Okay, we're back. Had a little technical difficulty there. You were telling the people about Cherokee Valley. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're talking about the weather and how it's starting to get really nice, and I think this is the best time of the year to go out and play golf, and I think the golf courses are in the best shape that they are the year. So look no further than Cherokee Valley Golf Course in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Cody Allen and the crew want you to come take on the challenge of their wide fairways and large championship Bermuda greens. Got 2 putting greens, driving range, and a chipping green if you want to get your game tightened up before the cold weather hits and you can no longer get out there. So book a tee time online at olivebranchgolf.com or call them at 662-893-4444. We were talking about Ole Miss looking at the portal, trying to get some security for next season when Matt Corral is no longer in the quarterback room. And if you're looking for security elsewhere, look no further than Protection Unlimited, the Mid-South's leader in commercial and residential alarm security. Wayne Lowry and his team have been serving the greater Memphis area and North Mississippi for 40-plus years, and they would love to get your business and or family protected today. cutting-edge security for your home or business, video surveillance options, monitoring 24/7, 365. Call them at 901-754-6510 or email them at info@protectionunlimited.com.
All right, a couple of questions here that are good. Good old Archie Who says, does the athletic department offer any guidance to recruits regarding which publications / websites are legitimate, or is it really just based on name recognition? I don't think so. I don't think they do that. You could argue that they should, but they don't, I don't think. Oftentimes, they'll just tell them. It's kind of a funny dance, isn't it, Zach? Because on one hand, I don't think they want kids to have to fool with us. And on the other hand, they want publicity. They want kids to take high-profile kids to take visits and come back and go, yeah, man, Ole Miss was awesome. The people were great. I loved it. The program's going great. I loved hanging out with Coach whoever. They want that. But on the other hand, they don't want to deal with a lot of the crap that comes with it. And so it's a dance, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they want to get to that point where, you know, a prospect might think that they're steering them to talk to certain people. And I don't think that's what the question was asking or if that's what the staff would view it as. But you never know how a kid will take it, where it's like, well, why do you want me to speak to that certain person? Why can't I talk to that person? You know, because, I mean, to the credit for the prospect, I mean, it's they're selling their brand. They're trying to enhance their name and get their name out there. So, I mean, you'd think that any kid, regardless of how highly they're rated or if they're not rated at all, they want to talk to as many people as they can to just get their name out there and for people to know who they are. So, yeah, I don't think that they do that. I mean, you know, look, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say it'd be great if anytime they had a prospect in that they were like, hey, make sure if Zach Berry or Neil McCready text you or DM you, make sure to get back to them because they're good guys and they're going to do a great interview. You know, that would be awesome, but I don't think that's what they do.
No, I don't either. LSU set to implode. Any of their commits that Ole Miss could poach? I think a lot of those guys are going to wait while you're pulling that up. I think a lot of those guys are going to do the same thing that we're talking about with Devin Brown. They're going to look back. They're going to wait, and they're going to see what happens. Who does LSU hire? What staff does he bring in? What happens with the communication they have quickly? Does it drag? Does it, you know, there's just so many variables. Again, right after Thanksgiving, two things happen. The shopping season and the coaching carousel. And they both kind of spin, you know, and that coaching carousel is going to spin hard right after those days, and how it finalizes and where people land and all of that stuff is, it affects a lot of recruiting. That's why I'm not convinced that the Lane Kiffin staff, which I think they do a lot of, they can make a lot of, do a lot of damage in recruiting quickly because they're kind of dynamic sort of, you know, recruiters and that. I think they do kind of wait and see what happens, you know, and then look, and Barrett brings up a great question here in the thread. Do you think they try and get Deion Smith from LSU? Who knows? Well, who knows, right? This isn't just LSU, but like USC and so many places. Who knows what the transfer portal is going to look like? I mean,
yeah, I was going to say I'd probably bet more money on them possibly talking to a current player than a commit. Deion Smith's a Mississippi kid. The Ole Miss offense speaks for itself. Maybe he's not going to be patient enough to wait and see what happens and who they hire. Maybe he, you know, hey, and this isn't me putting words in his mouth, or this isn't a, you know, I don't know this for a fact, but it, you know, it could always be, you know, well, I kind of want to go back home. I kind of want to go play for the known commodity in Oxford.
Sure.
So, yeah, nobody on their commit list jumps out to me. They talked to Gervonta Citizen for a while, but he ended up picking LSU. And I don't think, barring him knocking on Lane Kiffin's door and asking if he can come on board, I don't think that they're going to actively pursue him. I think they like where they're at running back and with Quinshon Judkins. So, yeah, I would look more at current players than I would at commits.
Simica One wants our thoughts on the basketball commitment from the other day that you wrote the story on. Ewan, I think is that how you say his name? Ewan? Ian? Ewan?
Malik, I think it's Ewan.
I think it is.
Yeah, I was supposed to talk to him, but it was the day of his commitment. You know, things start happening. He was probably, when I talked to him, he was in school. And he was saying, you know, I'll call you after I get out of this class. And then it got really close to when his announcement was happening. So I think he was probably wanting to be ready to handle all of that. I think it's a great pickup. The top 100 player, very, very, very well respected skill set in the state of Georgia. He plays for Team Huncho, which is a really good AAU team in Georgia. I know Neil knows about him, but for those that aren't in the know, Team Huncho is owned by the hip-hop group Migos. I know Neil's a big Migos fan, so he plays for Migos's AAU team. I think it's a great pickup. He's 6'10", probably close to 250, really versatile, can play the five, but is flexible enough to play the four. He can get out and run the floor. He can handle the basketball. I think he's a little more advanced than people give him credit for defensively. He's long and pretty active rebounder and can defend the rim. I'll tell you another thing. If you're looking to defend or show off your skill set in the financial world, look no further than Bluff City Advisory Group, Memphis's leading team of finance professionals who provide advanced assistance with financial planning, pension and qualified plan support, and business and real estate planning strategies. Former Ole Miss Rebel and founding partner Ben Still, along with his elite-level customer service team, make it their goal to help you meet the ongoing demands of your financial needs. Learn more about Bluff City Advisory Group at bluffcityadvisory.com. If you're looking for possibly investing in real estate, if you're looking to leave a certain neighborhood and go somewhere else, if you're wanting to make sure the seller's net profit was maximized, if your house is sold quickly, zero contingencies, all of that good stuff, everything goes well, closing successfully, look no further than the Barry Home Team. When you're ready to sell and make the most net profit from your home, call Stacy and Rick Barry. They'd love to do the same for you. They will lead you through the process from property assessment, repairs, staging, and making sure that sold sign is in your yard. Both have earned the multi-million dollar club member status of all the volume that has been sold in 2021, and they'd love to assist you today. Call them 901-481-6420 or 901-461-6421. After you've done that, make sure to give Saddle Creek Title a call, the Mid-South's leader in client-focused innovative closing solutions. Neil Hanna and his team, they're more than just a real estate closing firm. They're dedicated to going the distance to ensure the ease and growth of your real estate business. Check them out at saddlecreektitle.com. Soft Verbal also brought to you by Davis McCord State Farm. If you're needing good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates, look no further than Davis McCord. He's your one-stop shop in Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Davis McCord is ready to help. Call them at 901-755-6110 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, Nick Grantham won the helmet.
Nice.
So, Nick, send me your mailing address. I'll message you and ask for it. We had a large turnout on my Twitter feed and my DMs. There's a consolation prize. It's actually a pretty cool consolation prize. It's a DK Metcalf. What do you call these? Like a tumbler sort of thing? From College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Corey Hamill wins that.
Nice.
So there you go.
Not a bad consolation prize at all.
Not at all. All right, we will we'll wrap there. The last thing Randall says is, Ewan, is Georgia Tech still recruiting him? I would assume they still are. He sounded pretty done. Everything I hear is that it's done.
Yeah, I think so. It was a pretty wild 12 hours there for a little bit. don't know specifics of what really happened. It seems that there was some, it was almost like a source off at one point where there were some in Atlanta that thought that Josh Pastner and his staff had done the work to, you know, I guess flip him, quote unquote, because he wasn't committed anywhere yet. But, for, you know, it was expected for, I guess, a month or so that he was going to pick Ole Miss. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a fantastic addition to this class. I think they're going to try to round it out at the high school level with Jalen Reed, who is another 6'10 guy that's incredibly versatile and can kind of play anywhere from the, you know, the three to the, to, you know, I don't think he's big enough for the five, but he's long enough. But
I think at the end of the day, they're going to get him.
I do too. He's got some high profile programs after him. But I think the staff has done a really nice job recruiting him for, you know, I guess going on like two and a half years now. And it doesn't happen for a lot of recruits, but I do think that family following in his father's footsteps is a big thing to him for good reason, because his father was probably one of the better college players that Ole Miss has ever had. And I think that that's a big part of why Ole Miss is in a good spot with him.
Yeah, he his dad was an exceptionally good player. I mean, just one of
going back to, like, you know, Johnny Newman and some of the older guys. I mean, I grew up watching him play, and he was a bona fide NBA player playing SEC basketball that just did whatever he wanted.
No doubt. Hey, we also have been brought to you by Joey Erickson, Heron Gear Autoplex. Let him help you find the vehicle you're looking for at a price you can afford. Full selection of new Chevy, BMW, Lexus, and Infiniti. Or you can get a great deal on numerous brands of reliable pre-owned vehicles. 662-571-2367, 1685 High Street in Jackson. We will be back with more recruiting coverage over the course of the weekend. Zach's heading to Knoxville, actually, for the weekend, so he'll have some observations from the game. We'll get geared up for what should be a huge weekend of recruiting here next weekend. LSU heading to town, Eli Manning's jersey being retired, all of those things. So we'll try to get you really geared up for that weekend at rebelgrove.com. Don't forget promo code ELI10 if you want to subscribe. We'd love to have you. We've had it's been a big week of subscriptions this week on the site, so we'd love for you to join the party as well. It's free access through Thanksgiving. Promo code ELI10 at rebelgrove.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Soft Verbal Podcast presented by the College Corner. CollegeCornerStore.com is that site. Thanks to everybody who sent messages in. Thanks for everybody who participated in the stream. Thanks for making us a part of your week. For Zach, I'm Neil. Take care.